Every morning, Pittsburgh wakes up with Larry Richard and John Shumway, KDKA.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA for your complete storm coverage. It's 7:38. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. The aftermath of Sandy continues to move west across Pennsylvania. We still have most of that storm covering most of our state, and we're still getting an awful lot of rain and snow from it.
And we are joined by the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Corbett, live from Harrisburg. Governor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing well. How did we fare?
Hard to tell. We're still gathering. Obviously, it's still going on here in Pennsylvania. If you take a look at all the weather forecasts, the eye of the storm is really over central Pennsylvania right now. And we have to see the movement of the storm. It's supposed to make a turn to the north. Our concern in central Pennsylvania is that if the storm, it takes too long to get out of Pennsylvania and the upper New York State, we'll see a lot of water coming down through the Susquehanna River Basin. Out west, you could probably tell me a little bit better than I would even know at this point. So far, we only have three deaths reported, two confirmed. We have over a million people, though, without electricity, and that's going to take a while for us to get back with getting people having their electricity put back in. The companies have moved trucks in from other states in their systems and mutual aid assistance with other companies, so hopefully we're prepared for that. As soon as the winds die down, I think those trucks will be out there working on electricity. I know that's probably, after somebody's life, the next most important thing to the people of Pennsylvania.
When you called out the National Guard and declared an emergency in our state, what have those troops had to do in the time they were put on alert?
Well, some of the troops have been at Fort Indiantown Gap, which is about 35 miles northeast of here along Interstate 81. It's a training base, and it has been used as a depot. We've received a great deal of equipment like generators and chainsaws and so forth from the federal government. So that was pre-placed there so it could be moved out to areas of Pennsylvania that needed it. Some of the troops have been used in going down into southeastern Pennsylvania. We've had calls out for our Striker Brigade to be able to move people. They have those high armored-type vehicles that can get through deep water, and they've been in use somewhat. But mostly not. We haven't had to use them to clean out areas of cities and use as roving patrols as we did last year when we had Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee come through the area.
How extensive have been the evacuations in Pennsylvania?
It's really kind of spotty, and it really is the areas that are low-lying areas that have been spotty. We had one area in southern York County below a dam that the DCNR and the Fish and Boat Commission ordered the people out of the area because the dam, even though the lake was empty, it was filling up, and the dam was a suspect dam. So far, everything's good there. We've evacuated people, but it's really mostly in low-lying areas. And I was listening to you as we were coming into the bottom of the hour, and I heard about people not wanting to leave until the last minute, and I'd urge the people, when you're asked to evacuate, please move out. You're not only placing yourself at risk, but those first responders who are coming to get you, you're placing them at risk also.
Absolutely. Good note. In western Pennsylvania, we have fared far better than many, many other places, and being a Shaler resident and native, John checked Gertie's run this morning very early and surprisingly pretty good shape because that was one of the concerns for flooding locally.
Well, and as you know, John, they worked a lot on cleaning up Gertie's run and a lot of the streams and creeks. I know in a lot of central Pennsylvania the same thing went on after the storm last year. It's a lot of fallen trees and stuff along the banks, and they've cleaned that up a lot because what happens when that water starts running, those limbs and branches and trunks go down, they back up against a bridge, and they become a dam, and then they back everything up. So there has been a lot of work done across the state to try and clean out those areas. A lot more needs to be done, but I think it has helped this time.
A couple seconds left. Did FEMA learn its lesson from Katrina?
Oh, I think they have. We have a representative from FEMA here. His name is Tom McCool. He's a former major in the Special Forces, I believe. He's been with us. He's been wonderful. And I will say, he has told us that Pima and Glenn Cannon, you know Glenn from Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, we just had him on last half hour.
Well, I made him director of that. Pima is performing at a very, very high level. And we will have disaster recovery centers coming up as we did last year. And Tom told us that the disaster recovery centers last year from the storms here in central Pennsylvania were given a 98% satisfactory rating, which I will take to the bank anytime.
Governor, we do appreciate your time. Very busy morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Governor Tom Corbett live from Harrisburg on KDKA.